Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, great killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Why are the chairs so low? Every chair in here, my knees are in my chest.
I know.
Because you took the only good chair?
No. Yeah. I moved that one because I sat in that one a while ago. Well, no, I sat in that one, and it started going to the floor.
Oh, okay.
So is the hydraulic going into? They're all going
no,
to the floor.
No, that one's all already down to the floor.
Well, y'all see the one Phillips got is down to the floor. So, good morning,
I ain't used
folks.
To sit so low, man. I'm a truck-driving man.
Yeah, you are now.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo, big wheels rolling.
Yeah.
You need to get your CV.
I park my rig out there next to your soccer mom mobile.
That's all right.
That it I have in a duplicate of.
Yeah, hey, I think I got a full-size CB whip antenna we can
really?
Put on the back of your truck. You don't have
that'd
to connect
cool
it. It's just for look.
Tennis ball on the top?
Well, if you want.
Oh, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
4x4. Go off the road.
Mm-hmm.
I need it to get to the bottom of the hill in my
way
yard.
Way some of you drive. Way you drive sometimes. You do go off the road out there in the country.
So. Went off the road when that dude ran that stop sign, but it wasn't because I wanted to.
Yeah, I understand that. But hey, Stu, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Welcome to the Sip and Chew Show.
Thank you.
Brought to you by our great friends.
I was wondering
friends.
If you were going to bring that up.
Yeah. Brought to you by our great friends at Bob's Downtown Diner.
And oh, man.
Good morning,
Bailey's
Tony.
Bailey's Breakfast.
Hall's Sausage and Meats out of Chickasaw. Local.
Best andouille on the Gulf Coast.
You're absolutely right.
I have
about
people,
that.
And I'm genuine with this. I have people from New Orleans that have come over and saw that I was doing something, and they would taste the andouille, and they, what is that andouille? I said, that's Hall's sausage. I go, I'm not familiar with that one. And I said, well, it's made here in Alabama. It's made in Chickasaw. And they're like, well, that's better than any andouille I've had in New Orleans.
Wow.
And lots of people from New Orleans have said that.
So awesome.
Get that andouille. And then, of course, they got the beef sausage.
Yeah, but you know, this
red hot.
You know,
got a red hot in pieces.
Andouille is more than just New Orleans. It's all the
southern
part of Louisiana, period.
Yeah, well, it actually came from France. It is a French.
I'm meeting more and more people from more west of New Orleans and central, and they're all Cajuns. I mean, they're all. I don't want to say they are, but they'll say
well,
it.
Well, it's not a derogatory term. It's just the FCC doesn't
unless Nick Saban says it. I remember when he said it.
Have you ever experienced any of the Cajun culture just across the state line in Arkansas?
No.
You mean some of them escaped?
Well, you know. I mean, the state lines mean nothing when people are buying property and stuff. And,
true.
The first 20 or 30 minutes in the South Arkansas is very much just Louisiana with a few hills.
And rice fields.
And they got names like Devereaux and Dido and mm-hmm. Odio.
Thibodeau.
Yeah. But, yeah, the Southern Arkansas Cajuns are a unique people. The time that we went through, no one actually wanted to talk to us. Our server at the restaurant didn't want to talk to us. They're just real.
I imagine their tips suck.
No, she was cute. She did a good job. She just didn't say much. But they were and not like cultish or weird or dangerous, just
different,
just standoffish. Just you keep a lot of you could compare it to the way that a lot of the McIntosh area used to be. Up where the Moas lived and everything, and they weren't very welcoming to strangers for the first part of the 20th century. And it's not that they were filled with any animosity. They don't know you. They don't trust you. They'd just rather you move
probably
on.
The biggest thing is they don't trust you.
Yeah. Well, they don't trust you. They trust me. Look
yeah,
at
well,
this
well, you got a four-wheeler, so.
4x4, son. With a bed cover.
Oh, my God.
Sliding rear glass window.
In case you got to throw your wrappers out the back.
No, so I can run the power cord from the lighter through into the bed when I get the pop-up tent that I'm going to put in it.
So when you throw your chew in the backy out, back window?
Okay, this is humorous. So we're trying to get my little thermos, the one you see right here on the Facebook people, to fit in the cup holder, and it keeps flipping over. And Heather looks down and goes, oh, well, there's some kind of little adapter in it. She pulls the adapter out, and it's a can of Copenhagen from the last driver.
Well, you know, there's some – if you want that to be a real truck, there's some things you got to do. You need smushed beer cans laying in the bed of the truck.
You need some big old fat stupid
tires.
You need
a gun rack in the back window.
I actually do need one new tire.
Do you?
Yeah, there's one that's a little balding on it.
You need a bumper sticker that says, eat your honey.
Oh, I've got a plate I could put on the front. It's been hanging in the garage at my house since about 1978 that says, eat more possum.
There you go.
There you go. See there.
See, you gotta trick it out.
Yeah.
I was looking for the modern day word, more possum,
which I've actually never had. I've had raccoon, but I have not had possum. And I only had raccoon because the guy I was hunting with was just had to shoot something. And I said, well, if you shoot it, we got to eat it because we're not just killing an animal just so you can get your bloodthirst.
I'll just stick to squirrel and escargot.
Well, let me tell you.
Squirrel and escargot are both better than raccoon.
Hey, talking possum, a quick story. My first wife's granddad was riding with her and her family going from Pensacola up to Bluff Springs. And if you're listening over in Florida, you know where Bluff Springs is, up near the state line.
Where did they find a bluff?
Beats me. I never did see a bluff, but that's what it was called.
They're bluffing you.
But maybe so. But anyhow, they hit a possum, and Grandpa made them turn around and go back and pick it up.
To eat it.
And they took it home, and that's what they had for supper. Big platter of possum with sweet potatoes.
I had
never hit. And only thing I've ever hit in my car is oak tree.
Car. You can't eat an oak tree.
Oh, another car, a deer. You can eat a deer.
Yeah. Sure.
I tagged a rabbit down by Big Creek Lake and wanted to get it, and the girl that was with me was like, Dave, if you put that in the car, I'm going to cry.
Or throw up.
So you'd rather him just die in vain.
That's it.
Have you ever?
But when we came back, I wheeled around and came back, he was gone. So I had not killed him.
Somebody else got him.
This was like 12 seconds later. I turned around and go get that rabbit.
I did run over a rattlesnake.
Well, you maybe just hurt it real bad. It went off and died in agony.
Yeah. Which is what I wanted to avoid. I mean,
sounds like a Jeff Foxworthy show.
Whether I was going to eat it or not, I wanted to put it out of its misery. But apparently it didn't have much because it skittered on out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it pretended.
Yeah. It was playing possum. Nice job, rabbit.
Well, those are all food-related items.
Yeah, they're all edible.
There you go. There you go. So, we got some new things opening up around town.
Do we?
Yeah. The Southern Kitchen opened up, an oyster bar. I think they opened last night.
Where is that?
It's on Dolphin Street.
Used to be Buck's Pizza, right?
No. This is further down the road. Okay. This is a lady. I did not come prepared.
Really?
But I saw on Facebook that they opened last night.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
You mean your first thought as to what to talk about during the show didn't happen when they said, I wasn't planning on talking about that. Oh, okay.
Particular
okay,
thing
what else? Because we're getting short on time and I can't find my little time thing.
Well, one of my favorite places in the whole wide world reopened, opened Friday night, is Dahlia's Electric Piano Bar.
Did you go?
I did not get to go.
I want to take Heather down.
It is so much fun. I used to go a lot.
Charlie, you and your wife would love it.
He would have a hoot, but it doesn't start till late, Charlie.
Yeah.
How late is late?
20-year-old late, not 60-year-old late.
But I'm going to tell you what.
Thank you for that.
We would sit there having a great time, enjoying ourselves, singing along to all the songs. And all of a sudden, you look at see what time it is, and it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. You go, oh, my God, I got to go to work in 3 hours.
At that point, you just go ahead and stay up the rest of the night.
So we're going to break 30 seconds. And if you want to get in on this, you know, you can hit that Callahan's Irish Social Club text line and drop us
343-0106.
Is it just Fridays and Saturdays? Is it once a month?
What?
Dahlia's.
No, it's
the
every
thing
night.
We're talking about.
It's every night.
7 days a week.
I believe so. We'll look it up while we're on break.
And main thing I'm looking for is next Friday night. So
Art Walk. Oh, they'll be open early for that. They'll open early for that, I'm sure.
Oh, that's good to know. Well, 343-0106, Callahan's text line, or you can holler at us. We don't mind. Just not too loud.
We'd love to have you join the conversation.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing good. What can I get for you today?
I'll start with a taco, soft like a cloud. I want mine crunchy. I like to eat loud. I'll choose a chalupa. I'll grab a gordita. And two taco salads for our senoritas. And a burrito supreme with extra sour cream. It's a cylindrically shaped seasoned beef dream.
A taquito.
And Doritos.
Some cinnamon twists.
A chicken border bowl.
Are you getting all this?
All right, so tackle.
And you know that nothing beats a
Mexican pizza.
We'll take two of those. But please hold the dice, tomatoes. And I admit I've always felt
I'm in love with a Mexican.
Make mine with a little extra love and think of me
as the cheese drops from your Taco Bell glove.
And that's it.
No, that's not it. I also want a double-decker taco because I'm feeling wild and make my sauce fire.
He'll take my own.
And we'll take two Mountain Dew Baja Blast for a chance at $25 cash. I'm told there's a winner for every 5 minutes.
But I'm stealing your online code if you win it.
Why would you do that?
You owe me 25 bones.
I owe you 5.
Plus interest. It was a loan.
And I think we'll be satisfied if we get some Mexican rice on the side.
Does he get this order right?
Yep. Listen to this.
Yeah, the Mountain Dew Baja Blast,
oh,
two of them.
We got $2 left. Okay, can we repeat the order back to you?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
All right, soft taco, a hard taco, a chalupa, a gordita, two taco salad for the lady, a burrito supreme with extra sour cream, and cheesy fiesta potatoes, and chorizo, cinnamon twist, dusty chicken bowl, and two Mexican pizza, but hold the tomatoes. Double-decker tacos, two large Baja Blast, and a side of rice. Is that correct, sir?
You're pretty amazing.
I think that's it.
They need to hire him at McDonald's.
All right.
Yeah, he was the star
how
of that
guy
one.
Do that? Oh my goodness,
Michael, we're back on the air, buddy.
Are we on by now?
Yeah.
Put down your phone.
Yeah,
that's where I keep my stuff at.
What's plenty of fish, Mike? I'm just joking,
yeah,
Leanne.
I heard Phil laugh, Bo here. I heard Phil laughing.
And
in there.
Just so you know, Mike, Plenty of Fish is a dating app where every single female on it is a psychopath.
Really?
Yeah, I have not. I did that when I first got healthy again.
What's unusual about
when
that?
You got healthy?
I mean, I'm talking, Charlie, I would make a friend on there, and within a day, she's talking about soulmates and moving and goodbye.
I've never in my life done a dating site. It
was just curiosity. And there's a lot of crazy.
And all I hear is that those things is from my friends who've done them. Mm-hmm. And I got some friends that they thrive on them.
Yeah,
and
well,
they,
it's they like, what can you do for
challenge,
me?
Challenge, I guess.
What can you do for me?
Well, it's just.
It was weird.
It's sad that. What happened to just going to the grocery store and meeting somebody in the produce section?
Or going out and getting a job.
It's called a misdemeanor.
A misdemeanor.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I think I told you. We're not a political show, and I don't like to really get into politics on our show.
But you're going to do it anyhow?
Well, you know, there's speculation that our president's going to put tariffs on European items like Italian cheese and French wines and all that. Mm-hmm. You know, all these things usually are temporary. They're, especially right now in the atmosphere that we're in right now with politics and all the name calling and stuff going on right now. But you know what? I've been in the wine business 33 years. Mm-hmm. And wine always goes up in price. It always has. It always will.
Everything
wine
does.
Never goes down.
Without in price. Inflation, the economy
yeah.
crashes. So it's
and it's cheeses and everything else. I never see anything unless it's on sale. That's the only time it goes down in price.
Right. Coffee is the same way.
And exactly. And they're just looking for reasons to point fingers and blame somebody for something. Mm-hmm. You know, if the prices, if the tariffs do hit and they prices go up on French wine. I'm going to drink California wine.
Yeah.
It's better wine.
I'm gonna
they proved it.
Argentine wine. If it goes up to a point where I can't afford it, then I'll drink Chilean. I'll drink Argentina.
Yeah, Chilean.
I'll drink, no, it's,
he
it's
went there.
Chilean.
They told him, no, y'all say it wrong. It's just like when
it's
you
Chilean.
Go to the Caribbean and people pronounce it Caribbean, and they will be quick to tell you it's Caribbean.
No, that's the British version.
Yeah,
well, that's
I have
true.
Friends
My
from
friend
Jamaica.
From,
I have friends
Virgin
from Jamaica
Islands,
that
yeah.
say it's Caribbean.
Okay,
so
but if
anyway.
You're on the BWI Islands, the few that are left.
But anyway, getting back to
Baltimore,
the point,
Washington International Airport.
You know, there's
no, British West Indies.
There's,
oh, okay.
On these tariffs, it's like cars. Buy cars made in America. Buy cars made here in Alabama. Don't.
Well,
you know, I know a lot of parts.
When it
come
comes
from
to a car, you buy the best car. Don't care about where it comes from, because one of the things I did in my buying is a Mercedes-Benz built in Germany mm-hmm. is still a Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
A Mercedes-Benz built in America are garbage. It's mm-hmm. the great motor, great transmission. Everything else around it's not good. Nissan's having the same problem. So
well,
don't with a car.
All those parts come from over.
And
there.
Keep in mind. And this is the other thing I found. GM, Chrysler still have not fixed any of the problems that made them file for bankruptcy mm-hmm. half a dozen times. They're still undependable. They're still hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
GM you can get inexpensive parts for, but they break down more often. Mm-hmm. Dodge, Chrysler run a little better, but everything
yeah.
is a prototype with them.
Right.
So one, a 2009 doesn't have anything on it that a 2010 has. So
right.
that makes the prices expensive.
But let's,
and that's just – that is honest – research that I've been doing for 2 months looking
right.
into cars and everything.
Right.
But a Ford is still the best. That
right.
That's why I bought a Ranger. They said best used truck you can buy is a Ford Ranger. It's simple, dependable. Mine was built in America.
And you got a truck and you can go pick up your cheese and your wine.
Yeah.
There.
Yes.
But
my
you know,
American
this
cheese,
is something this is
Wisconsin, baby.
This is something that Christy at Cheese College can tell you about. I mean, there's a lot of great American-made cheeses.
There is.
You hadn't got to eat Italian cheese. There's probably a lot of Italian-style cheeses
I tell
that
you,
we can eat here from America.
When I was at Lucky, I wanted to do Dubliner, which mm-hmm. is a fantastic cheese from Ireland that has both the notes of Swiss and cheddar, and I wasn't going to need any other cheese but that.
Mm-hmm.
It's $21.99 a pound wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
I got an Irish cheese very similar – made in Wisconsin for $8.50 a pound.
There you go.
So I stayed in.
And
the
I'm going to tell you, if you love French wine, mm-hmm. Washington State right now is making incredible French wine.
Gruet in New Mexico. Gruet.
Yeah, yeah. It's a French wine.
Yeah, that does
wine.
That.
They do.
It's
they
New
do
Mexico
one.
Champagne, if you want to call
and,
it.
And then
phenomenal.
if you love Burgundian wine like Pinot Noir and
well, that's Oregon there. Well,
there you go,
right?
Oregon yeah. or New Zealand. New Zealand makes great Pinot Noirs
yeah.
and Pinot Gris. Yeah. And you haven't got to, unless you're just a pure snob.
Yeah.
Unless you just want to pass blame.
And there's a lot of that in the wealthier end.
Yeah. Well, we're a snob. We're
right.
a snob free zone here.
We're also not going to lay down the same amount of money for a bottle of wine that I spent on a truck yesterday.
And I'm not going to cry about tariffs, because tariffs are temporarily a lot of times. And,
you know.
Especially in the
well, we've got to do
politics.
Something
yeah.
for
our
trade
balance.
Our
trade
balance
has not been balanced in decades.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's what the quarrel with China is about.
Yeah. But
so.
And
anyway,
it's
that's
all
what
grown.
I had to say. I
there
had to
go.
Get it off my chest.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
Opinions expressed are those of whoever says it.
That's the way opinions work.
That's the way
right.
it works.
Yeah,
that's the way they work. Charlie keeps. Wow. Hey, Charlie, who messed with your signs?
The Armed Alabama Show. Adam Strange brought his daughter, who's in fifth grade.
Well, they look fantastic.
So she gets the black marker and she starts making them 3D. And I said, well, why don't you put a few lines around them? And that's what it wound up.
And now they pop.
Like.
Yeah, they really do.
They really pop now. Yeah.
They have 30 seconds.
So Lillian, you did great.
Yeah, they look really cool. I was noticing that too, and I was thinking, have they been like that the whole time?
No.
Just now noticing.
Now, when I get bored, I color on them a little bit.
Oh man,
it's that new truck smell. That's
yeah. What did you think about that menu that I sent you last night for the next
wine dinner? Man, I love that. I'm gonna try to put something good.
Hey, when we come back, y'all tell everybody again if they want you guys to come to their house.
If you want to sip and chew with Mike and Stu in the comfort of your own home, we can do that.
We sure can.
3430106.
How come you
haven't? Not to get that happening.
How come you haven't called?
How?
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hello, this is Vlad from Mediterranean Sandwich Company. You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
That is high
praise and
coincidental that Vlad was that that little tag. Vlad kind of started the campaign a few weeks ago, or maybe a few months ago, when he announced that they're Mediterranean Sandwich Company would no longer be using third-party delivery services because it's just not financially sound. David Rass chipped in and said, listen, 100% of the cost of that needs to go to the customer. The restaurant's got to stop paying for it. Well, the latest one that says they're no longer going to do third-party delivery services, Roosters. And I'm all for it. I celebrate. I'll be glad when these third-party delivery companies are all out of business. Not that I want anyone to lose their job, but it is not a good deal for the restaurant, and it is not a good deal for the consumer. The only person that benefits from a third-party delivery service is the third-party delivery service.
Well, the restaurant profit margin is not that big to begin with.
Right, and they have to then – these are customers that used to come in, sit down at the table, and spend $45, $50
and tip the server.
Right, with drinks. Now they're just ordering the food, so the ticket's gone down to $25, $30, and – the restaurant then has to pay the delivery service a part of the delivery fee.
Not that I've ever experienced, because when we worked with three of them at the Brick Pit, and they tacked their price on too.
Not anymore. They make both parties pay now.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And the restaurant and the customer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's why it's got to go, because it just – and even if it's exactly the same, you just lost your alcohol sales, and that's the only place you make money in a restaurant. You don't make money selling food to people in a restaurant.
You're right about that.
Because you're selling food pretty much at cost just to get them in the door, because nobody wants to spend anything when they go out.
Right.
And it's a situation that's going to collapse within the next 5 to 10 years.
Right.
Most people will not be able to dine out in 2030. Yeah. They won't be able to afford it. And that's the way it should be. That dining out is a luxury, pure and simple. Any meal, even if it's McDonald's, that someone else cooks for you is a luxury. And luxuries are supposed to cost more. It is not a necessity to get a pre-cooked meal to anyone. Anyone who says it is just lying. Manage your time better. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. You choose what you do with them. And if you choose
I always chose to work and then let somebody else feed me.
Right, and you paid for that. Right, and you should have to pay for that.
I didn't want to go home.
But there's a mentality in this country that I can't go out to eat lunch if lunch is more than $5. Dude, if $5 is all you can afford for lunch, you can't afford to eat lunch. You need to be eating a tuna fish sandwich every day.
Yeah,
or PB&J.
PB&J is always good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I have it for supper at least once a week.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's about personal responsibility, and we've come to the end of your chains that we rail against, not good chains like we've talked about. Like Bonefish Grill is a good chain. There are good ones out there. Macaroni Grill, you know, was really good food, no microwaves, all that. But the ones that are trying to crowd as many people in with no service, and they treat you supposedly like family, or they're your neighborhood bar and grill, and we all know these names. They use their buying power to drive down prices so that local restaurants can't compete with them, so they have no profit margin. They pay their employees nothing. The food they get is just tarted up garbage, because you can't put out healthy food at a price that the average American can afford,
right,
because you should be cooking. You should be cooking. And it's another thing that gets me is people, well, I'm trying to eat healthier. The only way to eat healthier is to cook every meal yourself.
And eat a balanced diet.
Right.
My wife and I have that discussion.
There is no such thing
as
eating healthy when someone else is constantly preparing it for you. You have
I got
no
a breaking news item.
Do you?
Yes. There is a rain cloud outside.
I've been sitting here watching it.
Yeah. Well, it's actually gray.
Isn't that how Les Nessman used to do the breaking news? He just go and tap his.
I wish I could remember that award, that Silver Sow Award.
Silver Sow Award, sure.
Yeah.
Classic award. Classic.
You know that last Sunday was Lou Ann's birthday. So mm-hmm. we celebrate, started the day off celebrating at Panini Pete's, Ed's Seafood Shed.
Yeah.
Ed's Shed.
The Breakfast on the Bay.
Breakfast on the Bay.
Is that fine or not?
No, I ordered beignets for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
At the
everybody.
Table. Everybody. But they do their chicken. I love chicken and waffles like Butch Cassidy's has. That's mm-hmm. the best I've ever had. Mm-hmm. And then I looked on the menu, and he had chicken and beignets. Well, mm-hmm. I just had beignets. I didn't want beignets. So I asked him if they had altered a little bit and do pancakes. Mm-hmm. And they did. They accommodated. Mm-hmm. Great morning. The Bloody Marys were fine. Of course, you know, everybody was getting sauced up on the mimosas. On the mimosas.
Well, now, do the Bloody Marys come with the vegetables in?
Oh, yeah.
Who cares? So, they got $2 mimosas.
Yeah. They were pretty cheap. They blew me away how cheap they were. But
And they were
and
good.
They were very some, good.
Yeah,
very
we
good.
Went the weekend before. Very good.
And then that night, we went to Bozo's over in Pascagoula. That's yeah. Lou Ann said, I want to go to Bozo's. So we went to Bozo's. It was great. And you know, one thing I applaud them for is their pours, their wine pours. They give you a nice, hefty wine pour. It was the same as it has been all three times. It was the same all three times we've been there. And then we had a great meal. Had steamed shrimp. Oh, it was delicious. Then the very next night, we went to Briquette's. Mm-hmm. And they did a good job for us.
Well, they usually do. They're fantastic.
And here's another thing I applaud them on. The glass pours, the wine glass pours, they give you a very nice pour.
What you're saying is they give you more than they're supposed to.
It's probably the average. The average is about 5 ounces, mm-hmm. but they give you about 6 ounces.
Yeah,
and I may be getting them in trouble, but mm-hmm. I looked at all the glasses around us, and everybody was getting the same amount. Mm-hmm. Now I'm sure they measure theirs.
Yeah,
with the little measuring carafes, but before they pour into the glass, so everybody gets the same. But I was just really pleased, and we got pork chop, and it was super, super
good. You went to a steakhouse, got a pork chop, huh?
Well, you know, I eat steak all the time. And if I can get that real thick cut pork chop.
Well, some of us aren't as fancy as you.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, we went to Sabai last night and had curry, and mm-hmm. we're sitting there talking to the owner, and we're eating the curry and talking about how good it was. And then I'm telling the owner, and I said, and I'm really just love your chicken pho. And Heather goes, I forgot they had pho, and that was what she would have ordered. But
what you went there for.
She was not disappointed with her curry. Neither one of us were. The place is phenomenal.
Is that what pho is?
No, pho is a soup, a broth-based soup, and it's
Why
all
not
about
just
the
call
broth.
It chicken soup?
Because it's not
it
chicken soup.
It just doesn't
soup,
have
pho.
The ring to it.
The other night, I went to Seafood King in Sims, which is a fishmonger.
Mm-hmm. Is that kind of new?
Yeah, I've been there, since I moved there, so about 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right next to the Winn-Dixie, so I don't buy seafood at Winn-Dixie.
Mm-hmm.
I go next door and get it at Seafood King because everything in Winn-Dixie is from another country.
Yeah.
And so that helps me out because we don't have a Rouse's or a Fairhope Market or anything like that in Sims yet. So I go next door, big, huge, beautiful head-on shrimp that I took home and just steamed for us. And I steamed it with a little Prosecco that you gave us. Yeah, I still have it.
That stuff don't last forever now.
It does when you cook with it. And butter and garlic and a little chicken stock and steamed it in it and then told Heather, I said, the real magic of this dish is when you're done with all the shrimp, take that big chunk of French bread and just soak up everything at the
bottom
of the bowl.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Well, we got John on the
Let's
phone.
Bring John up here.
John's talking about a healthy place to eat. Are you looking for recommendations? Did you open something, John?
No, I found it.
Where?
A little place in Fairhope on Grand Avenue, which is catty corner from the coffee loft there on Section Street.
Hey, John, I want to thank you for giving directions to a place.
It's really easy to find. The place is called Ray's Kitchen.
Okay.
It's all meals to go only. No sit down and dining yet, but they are going to be moving into town across from Greer's on Section Street.
Okay.
And they're going to have two locations in that little center that they're building. But my son put me on this. I wasn't able to cook. I just had my hands full of a lot of things to do. And he brought in some meals for me. One was a cheesy chicken dish. But I did get some of the best shrimp and grits stew that I've ever had.
Oh. Hey, that's saying something, John.
That's one of the things they have. They have a lot of chicken dishes with cheese, has a southwestern chicken, and that feeds like two people. there are various types of sandwiches. There's a cauliflower salad. Have you ever heard of Alabama caviar?
Yeah. Yeah, redneck caviar. It's just black-eyed peas, tomatoes, corn, a little bit of
okra. That looks so good. I wanted to get some, but I just didn't. And found something else they had on there. It was something that I would cook. Would be seafood dumplings. You know, it's like chicken and dumplings without the chicken. They just loaded up with seafood in there.
That
very,
sounds
very
fantastic.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You just pull up, park up there, go inside and get your whatever you want out of the cooler or whatever your order is.
You say it's in a small building. What kind of a building?
Like a shed, an outhouse?
It's like a house. It's a house. Okay. This is just a few feet off Section Street.
I'll have to look for that tomorrow.
Ray's Kitchen?
Pardon me?
Ray's Kitchen?
Yeah, R-A-E-S.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Very interesting place.
I'll be there tomorrow. I'll have to look for it.
Now, she came from Texas, so that's why you got the southwestern flavor and chicken dishes with cheese and cream sauces.
No argument here?
Yeah.
No problem with that at all? All right, John, we're up against the break, buddy.
Hey, I wasn't hungry till he called.
Thank you, John.
Eh. Baba Ghanoush.
Bravo low.
Take care.
All right, if you want to get in, 343-0106. Or
it's the Callahan's.
Callahan's Irish Social text line.
There you go.
I get all the words, don't I, Mike?
You get them all.
All right, we'll be back in a second, folks.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, I'm Chef Anthony Serrano, and I'm a Walmart food champ, and I'm listening to Sip and Chew.
Oh, Tony Serrano.
I was in Walmart the other day.
The Walmart. Yeah.
And I needed some more Monterey steak seasoning, and I went over there, and I was just blown away of all the new seasonings and spices that they've gotten in, and some of them I've never even heard of. And I was going to go back yesterday and make some notes, take some pictures, buy some spices. But, you know, this whole thing with World Food Championship, I think it's just – they've just kicked their game up a whole bunch.
Well, that's why they partnered with World Food Championships because they were getting left behind by the Publixes and the Trader Joe's.
Do they still have their pickle-making kits?
I have no idea.
I'm sure they do.
They bell jars and then they've got
they'll
the spices
They'll never stop selling
that.
Those. Yeah, they'll never stop that.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, you
canning supplies.
Oh, canning supplies.
Yeah.
But if you like hamburger dills or whatever those are, they're real easy to make, and they're ready to eat the next day.
RTEs.
When I was at Little House Midtown, we made all of our pickles every day. You know, for service, we made them about once a week. We'd make a lot of pickles, and you know, if I ever run a place, again, I will make my own pickles for it. Or do a little whipple pickle action.
Reminds me of a little Arlo Guthrie song. I don't want a pickle.
Hey, can I bring in my waffle thing real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah, you brought a waffle?
No, but I'm going to tell people how they can save money on psychiatrists. If you think you might be OCD, here's the test. Next time you get a waffle, and probably works on a pancake too, but there's no scientific proof, here's the way you look, and here's what I did. I thought about it this morning when I was next door. I tend to put my syrup on a circular pattern. I start out on the middle, and then I make a bigger circle out. Then if I didn't get it all, I crisscross the other way. Then I take a knife and fork, and I cut it all one way, and then I cut it all the other way. So once I've finished doing the cutting, I can lay the knife down and just eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking I must really be OCD because some people just slop the syrup on and eat it with a fork and never touch a knife.
I've known of two other people who eat it exactly like that, Ted Kaczynski and Ted Bundy.
Uh-huh. Well, so I'm in good company.
That's the way they ate their prey, too.
But I think I got that from all those years of teaching school where we had maybe 23 minutes to get 30 mm-hmm. kids fed, and you might have 16 minutes to eat your own lunch. Well, you know, you just learn to do all the cutting at one time.
You say that, and I remember being younger. I used to cut my waffle down the lines,
mm-hmm.
but I do it in two squares.
Yeah.
Go with two squares.
That makes sense.
But now I just use my fork, and I just cut
see,
it the way it is.
Just
pick it up,
like
fold
so,
it up like a taco.
It's so time-consuming to just use your fork.
Well, use the fork and knife then.
Well, that's what I do.
It takes longer to cut it.
So I probably saved myself $100 an hour, so I don't have to be analyzed. I know I'm OCD when it comes to eating waffles.
Are you self-diagnosed?
Yes, I am.
And you have a fool for a physician. Then.
That's right. And proud of it. Anyhow, I'm just wondering for our listeners, I'm giving them something to think about. How do you syrup up your pancakes and waffles?
Well, now when I go to Bob's Downtown Diner, they just set the syrup right there in front of me because those little
the 5 gallon bucket.
No, it's a gallon. Yeah. But those little just don't even give me those little 1.5 ounces of syrup and
now
butter.
Like Dick Russell's, they bring you a pitcher.
They bring me, and so does Butch Cassidy. They bring me a whole 4 ounce container, slap full of butter, and then they set the syrup and at Butch they put the honey in front of me. Because I've got to have a lot of syrup, a lot of honey. I'm sorry. Yeah. Just who I am.
Syrup and honey?
Well, it depends on where I'm at.
The pancake or waffle is simply there for window dressing for Mike. What he wants is a bowl full of syrup and a straw.
And a glob of
butter.
But
it is socially unacceptable.
But what I'll do, I'll take my butter and I'll fill every hole of that waffle up. Mm-hmm. I'll fill every hole of that waffle up.
Let me make a suggestion to you, sir. That may give you the satisfaction you need of soaking a waffle in syrup, because I'm the same way, but without the hit calorically, get agave nectar. It tastes better than any pancake syrup on the market. Doesn't taste like maple.
So you have to bring that to the restaurant with you.
What aisle would that be on?
Yeah.
What aisle would that be on?
Right with the other sugars and any other sweetener.
Agave nectar is a liquid.
It is 1/3 the glycemic scale of sugar. It is recommended for diabetics because it helps their pancreas better regulate the insulin. It is highly recommended for diabetics, and it tastes delicious.
Agave nectar?
Agave nectar.
Well, I used to have some sodas made with agave. It was sweetened with agave nectar. Yeah.
See, I don't like making tea with it because I don't like the flavor that it brings to tea. Makes the best lemonade in the world.
You're better
than sugar.
You're out of the soda business now?
Been out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About 5 years.
It took all the money I had.
So have you laid down your barbecue sauce, or you still have the secret
recipe? No, I still got all that.
Because we sure got a shelf at Fairhope Market it'd look good on.
It probably would.
Yeah. It's got right now what it's got on it is a little plaque that says this space reserved for future local ingredients.
Well, I'm going to tell you, this
root
is the
beer
thing
barbecue.
About it. I want to redo the formula, and I want to get away from high fructose products mm-hmm. and do it with pure cane sugar.
That's
when
politically supported.
And I want to do that before March. Yeah. I'm trying to get that done before March.
Well, barbecue sauce shouldn't be made with high fructose corn syrup. It should be made with molasses or brown sugar.
But here's the thing. That has that in there.
Cane syrup. Yeah, Bill Jones in
that,
cane
that,
syrup.
That, those components in there, but like the tomato, the ketchup that it's made with, it's got high fructose corn
syrup. Hunt's ketchup uses sugar. There's another one called Full Circle that only uses sugar.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have Full Circle when we had Bruno's in town.
Mm-hmm.
And Full Circle is a great company that only partners with local people and stuff like this. And I used to get their seafood because their seafood was only wild-caught, only from America. And for the species that aren't indigenous to the Gulf, that's what I went for. Salmon, halibut, they had great stuff. Cod, that was wild-caught. It was from America. It's a good brand, Full Circle. They partner with a lot of local organic farmers to make their stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's not pure like you would get at a farmer's market, but it's a lot better in quality and competitively priced with anything else you get in a grocery store.
Right.
And we lost it when Bruno's went out of here and no one else has really picked it up. Winn-Dixie flirted with Full Circle a little bit, but their seafood was my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Because it was such a high quality at a reasonable price. And but, yeah, Full Circle is a good one for you.
So, Mike, what is the label on your sauce? Is it Mike's or is it Bailey's or is it Mike Bailey's?
Bailey's
Original.
Original.
Original root beer barbecue sauce.
I think you ought to call it Sip and Chew barbecue sauce.
No.
Sip and Chew cue. I've got one that I'll eventually put together that's blueberry-based, and I'm just going to call Stu's Blue Q.
Oh, I like that.
With a letter Q on there.
There you go. I challenge you. Do it. Hurry up and do it.
Oh, I've challenged before. I've done it before.
I know.
I'm not putting it out on the market yet. We'll see if I can't get Fairhope Market to buy it. No, we may do some test driving of it and see how it goes there. We've done a few things. Our kitchen manager, Brian, made a phenomenal Jamaican glaze to put on ribs one day, and everyone's asking us, can we sell it?
So cool.
We will eventually get into the point where we're making some of our own sauces and stuff there.
Awesome. Should.
That could be a whole lot.
All right, folks,
line of
we got to go.
We got to. Bill Finch is in the house today.
Yay. What a rare occasion. We got a
on
pink,
our side
we got
of
a
state
pink string going on for, I guess, October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Folks, get out there, support local, be local, buy local.
And what's the word for the servers?
Service. Earn it.
Earn your tip. People, please, please tip.
Mike, enough of your soapbox. Just say the magic word.
Provolone, folks.
Provolone.
Gouda.
Easy.
I don't like juice. Chicken, ice cream, fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. This is juice. Uh-oh.